Okay.
Sure.
This has really made my day.
Yeah?
Yeah, thank you. And watching and all that.
All right, and then this, you ask any Korean, they all have at least once in their life.
Mm-hmm.
This? Yeah. Back in the old day, they used the pork belly part. I mean, the fatter, the better.
Mm-hmm. So one of the other dishes I saw was the hot and was it sweet and sour? It's kind of like a sweet and sour chicken. Is that another?
Tteokbokki.
Yes.
That's the ginger and garlic. That's what I'm
okay,
saying.
Okay, ginger and garlic. Okay.
That's okay. This is another good example of Chinese dishes. Tteokbokki made famous in Korea. There is something like that, but it's totally different way of cooking.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to Korea, we want to adapt the Korean. All Korean people like it spicy, it's garlicky, it's sour.
Mm-hmm.
It's very popular over there. So over here is the number one chicken, more than General Tso and Ping Ho.
General Tso's is another. Was there ever a General Tso's?
There's such a person.
There is.
But the dishes, there's no such a dishes.
Yeah, I didn't.
But it's, do you know Pacific 77th Fleet? Have you heard of that?
Maybe, yeah.
When that went to Taiwan for official visit,
mm-hmm.
The President Yang, got to do the state dinner for them. Made all those fancy dishes that the head chef goes, it's American. You gotta do sweet. So they make some dishes.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't even have a name.
Mm.
So everybody loved to ask what his name. So he named the most well-known Navy general in China, General Tso. There's such a person.
Yeah.
It's the Qing Dynasty, one of the most famous Navy general.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that is. No, seriously. You heard of egg foo young, right?
Mm-hmm.
Egg foo young is such well-known good dishes, but somehow it become part of chow fei deals. You mm-hmm. deep fry the whole thing.
Yeah.
Egg foo young is very hard to make. Originally, it only used the West Lake, Dong Ting. I don't know how they exactly translate to English. From this river crab meat
mm-hmm.
to make it real soft, almost like omelet.
Okay, yeah.
It's nothing to do with deep fry.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think, don't we call it sort of like a egg, like kind of a pancake and kind
yes,
of a
yes.
Yeah, like a pancake.
Yes. So if you another dish you ought to try at Pinko is the scrambled egg with shrimp. Make it real soft, runny. That's very popular among Chinese customers. We do that a lot. But again, food is food, you know. To be authentic or not, I don't think it's important, but not that important. You know, got what you like. No matter how I think the cook is, the eater got to enjoy.
Yeah.
Don't you think? You know, I think it's good. But the person who eats it, But now, seriously, the food in, ethnic food in Atlanta is big changing.
Yeah.
When we open, if we serve a whole snapper, red snapper, no! The customer use napkin to cover the eye.
You need to get the head off.
Yeah. But if we serve a fish without a head, that's not a respect. That's not good dishes.
Yeah.
Hey, I did one dishes. The customer think I lost my appetite. I says, sorry. I thought it was a good gesture, but do you like Chinese eggplant?
Yes.
That's something you ought to eat at Pinho.
Garlic eggplant.
Yeah. This is 1930 Pinho. You see this cart? This is a cow. Moving the.
Oh. It's a whole cow. So.
Yeah, let's see if I have a picture. This is the city government in Incheon sent it to me.
Oh.
That's Ping Hill, 1930. The cow actually moving. I don't want to say what they pick it up. I never saw this picture until last year.
Yeah.
The Incheon government sent it to me to say, will you do the interview? I'll give you this.
Oh. There's a museum there, I think, right in Incheon.
Yes. About this giant man, yes.
Yes.
That's a Pinho rival restaurant.
Oh, sorry.
No. There's nothing wrong.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
But my dad was the leader of the community overseeing Chinese.
Were they in Chinatown?
My dad, Pinho is not in Chinatown.
Okay.
The museum is
in Chinatown. Okay.
But at that time, it's not Chinatown.
It wasn't.
Well, it is. We don't call that until 80 or something. It's not officially formed. Not until then.
Do you think this kind of food is being... Do you think there's more restaurants serving this, or do you think it's becoming a little bit, or don't see it as much?
Depends on the area. When I started doing this Korean Chinese food, I probably was the only one. So this is really exciting. I'm like a second year or third year of family camp. Old lady was family. Are you the same Incheon, the Pinho restaurant? You look awful young. I said, what are you talking about? And then I said, no, you're talking to my dad. When he was she lived in Incheon when he was. She says, every single person in Incheon now is Pinho. I mean, it's a very well-known restaurant.
Yeah.
I didn't know that well known, but I mean, when I left it, I was in high school.
Yeah.
That, oh, it's, and then my dad actually know her. It's a small world. Well, part of the reason is, you know, South Georgia has an army base.
Yeah.
Something Fort something.
There's a couple. There's
it's
like,
army base. Part of the reason there's a lot of Korean family married to American GI.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have lots of customer like that. Try to show you that the fish that I did. It was so funny. You need to take that away. ...1960 Ping Ho menu in Korea. So the mean they were eating is 150, which is about $1.20 something.
Is that a picture or is that a... yeah. Or is that, do you have a physical copy?
I don't have any more. I asked them to send one from... It's in the Incheon City government, their archive, whatever. Well, my uncle sold the restaurant, give up everything in there. So, I wish I had one of Ping Ho. Well, at that time, if you go to most Chinese restaurants doing 60, 70, there's no menu. They only have price tag, the basic, because it's by union, they force you to set the price. You can't do it.
Oh,
on the okay. Yeah. That's the reason all the Chinese left there. So, all those rules.
There's also, I'll definitely take this. There's
good.
Also a community in Costa Rica of Chinese immigrants in Costa Rica, too. Like a larger...
In Costa Rica?
In Costa Rica.
So many left. Unless you're talking about the one that built the Panama Canal. Those family, those are second, third generation. One of my best friends dating one, this girl, she don't even think she's Chinese anymore. She don't know anything about it. But later on, there's a lot of new immigrants, like my dad time.
Oh, yeah.
But most of them left because at that time, went to a big depression, all the money lost the value. My dad retirement only got 10% left afterwards. That's the reason he has to come. He has to left there. I told my dad, come to America, we should do that 2 years ago.
Yeah. Were a lot of Chinese doing like stores in
Costa Rica? The old Chinese, the one, the second, third generation of the one who built the Panama Canal, they all opened a restaurant, kind of like a chop suey.
Yeah.
They even serve a piece of white toast with every single Chinese and a butter.
Yeah.
My uncle, my aunt has a restaurant over there.
Oh, okay. That's
awful. It's awful. I always making fun.
Well, I have to kind of make do. I remember, it reminds me of, excuse me, studied in Poland for like a month or two during college. And there was a Chinese restaurant, and it was like Polishified. It was not good. There's a lot of cabbage and like stuff that's like, I don't get like what.
Polish has a lot of cabbage, definitely.
Which I love cabbage, but I was like, this is not. And I think like it sort of was like a chop suey kind of thing, but I think it had like turmeric or some sort of yellowness. It was just like, I had no idea what was going on with it.
Chinese, my great grandfather, which he hates me. The reason that my grandfather always took me to the cooking when I was little, I caused so much trouble. I have too much energy, they say, but. He passed away in 98.
I got all this picture starting just like last year, ever since, because of this interview. I'll try to show you my grandfather.
So was it common for a lot of the men to be cooking versus the women?
Oh, women cannot go to commercial kitchen. There's yeah. no way back in those days. Mm-hmm. There is no way that they will have any
women in the kitchen.
Woman chef. It's impossible. They won't even allow that. I don't know why. The woman just isn't good. They don't have to lift the heavy, but you know there's plenty of other way to do all that.
So do you have two children or one child?
Two, oh, my son and my daughter.
Do they cook?
My daughter, she likes to eat. She enjoys food.
Mm-hmm.
She criticizes my food a lot, which I like. You know, I don't let her say, hey, I don't like it. You tell me why you don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have any suggestion, don't complain.
Yeah.
So that made her real good. My son, he likes to eat too. But it's just fine, it's fine. He's not that picky compared to my daughter. This is my grandpa, my dad. Can't you tell he likes to eat better than my dad? my dad don't complain.
Yeah.
Oh, he will eat anything. That's the reason I said my mom that's the reason your cooking not improving because no one say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, gotta be people complain. So you get better. Try to show you the fish. That was my most proud of the fish that I ever did.
I mean, it's impressive. That's
that fish, all the bones taken out.
Oh, wow. Oh,
and then put them
is that back. A snapper?
Yes, golf rest snapper.
How do you debone a snapper and keep it intact like that?
I'll show you one day. I don't know how to explain what I'm saying. I don't mind to show you, but that's where all the Chinese dishes, you know. Menu for 6-8 pages for what? Beef and broccoli, beef and vegetable. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
But if you serious want to go to eat, if you know the management, now the chef, hey, we have six people, make up 6-8 dishes, main on seafood or less meat, or you know, keep it this budget, and then we'll send you a menu. You like it's good enough. If you look at the menu, all you look looking for is what you're familiar with. You're not ordering anything. So that's the reason Chinese menu is so big. Who's gonna read this? That's the reason I come up with a menu like that. So you know, you want to choose what we have, or you want to make your own choice. To make it simple, make it much more fun, rather than spin the menu and try to read it.
So you can just go to the chef and say, "I would like this kind of."
Most of my regular, if you come here on Friday. I used to have a separate round table. They didn't order. They don't know what they want. And I decided. And I have a few wine group that come. One of the Emery group, the fun part is only the host know the menu. So every time I bring dishes, 6-8 of them, they try to match the best of wine for it.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, the one that lost, that don't do a good job, the one that need the best job don't pay. So the rest people should pay for the party.
Is that where you brought the fish out?
For one? That's one of yeah, for them, of course, yeah. So, but I tell them I like red wine better than white wine. I don't like white wine. So, and then one day we did all the Pinot Noir there is. I was so impressive. From different country, same Pinot Noir can be so much more complex.
Yeah.
I was so happy that day. Actually, I got because food, I got to know so many different.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, lifetime.
Yeah.
Food is fun.
Everyone loves it. Everyone has to eat it.
Has to eat it. So you have to eat it. Might as well make the most of it rather than just to fill your stomach. You got to make your tongue and mouth happy.
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah. Very good. Very good.
I hope it helped.
Yeah. and the other thing I wanted to ask, we have, this is just a sign.
Yes.
It's not anything. It's just so that we can keep it in our collections.
Yes.
And we'll create a folder and a file in our archives. Mm-hmm. And that's all it, that's.
Okay. Sure. Do I get a copy later?
Or
do
I get And actually, I wanted to talk to you about that too.
Okay. Yeah, I have a good break.
So we're going to transcribe this also, so it'll be like a written searchable, and we can make it public unless you don't, you know, don't want it to be, but other people digitize. The other thing that we had an idea was if you know someone that could translate, we would love to be able to translate this interview to also to Chinese. Yeah. If there's someone we'd love to.
I can ask.
Yeah. I mean, we love to do that to be able to have something that's both in English and in Chinese. And our archivist, Jennifer, she'll send you like she does like a gift. So she'll send you like a thank you, but it would be more of like a formality.
Okay.
Those are just copies. Those are just copies. Yeah,
Can you keep one of those? Or is this for me?
We'll send you one.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
This one is also, if you have anything, we also have a archives, and so if there's any, even like menus from 10, 15 years ago that you have, we'd love for copies, or if you have those, like we can have like store them and press for
like old menu.
Yeah, that would be, or any, you know, any little pieces of paper like that's something that we would, and you can think about it.
Okay.
But just, you know, we're a place that we want to.
Okay.
We'll keep them and we'll keep them safe in boxes.
I'll
for
try
future.
To write it. So you mean something like old menu?
Yeah, like old menus, or if you have, like, I mean, we don't even, if, you know, or just a copy of photographs. And I actually, for this article, I might ask you for just copies of some photos to use, you know, in the article. And okay. I can send, email that. But yeah, just like old menus, or, I don't know, if you have a photograph of when it, you know, from...
we open?
Anything. Yeah, or yeah, that. I mean, it's paper materials.
Yeah. I'll send some, what I think, but you just pick from there.
Yeah.
If you like that, if I can find a physical one,
yeah,
I'll give it to you.
Because, we're trying to, you know, part of it is people might find an old menu interesting.
Yeah, a lot. Actually, some of those old menu copies is from my customer. They have sent me one some time ago.
Yeah.
So I was impressed sometimes. Okay. Yeah, I think so. I'll.
But just keep it in mind. Yeah. And this is something you can send in. You can email Jennifer about.
Okay. All right. I see it.
Yep.
Okay. Great.
And a box.
Not a problem. There you go.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
But this is wonderful. Thank you so much for inviting me into your space and your kitchen and talking to you and yeah.
We'll be back in 40 years.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I'll be 60.
Well, yeah, 60 is the new 20, right?
Not when I wake up the first time.
No.
Other than that, I am 20.
We're all getting a little the years and also I've made us all a little bit.
Yeah. All right, you have a good evening.
Yeah, and thank you again so much.
Yeah. That's right, there you go. All right. Get my laptop.
Oh.
There you go.
Thank you.
Have a good one.